It's new. It's amazing. It's Prell, P-R-E-L-L. Procter & Gamble's new Radiant Cream Shampoo in the handy tube. Prell brings you The Life of Riley. Prell, the shampoo that removes unsightly dandruff in as little as 3 minutes and leaves hair radiantly clean, radiantly lovely, presents The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Well, 13-year-old Junior Riley is faced with a serious problem for a boy of tender years. To act or not to act in his school play, that is the question. And as usual, Riley Sr. has all the answers.
But, Pop, I don't want to act in the play.
But, Junior, this is the chance of a lifetime. You'll be a hero to the whole school.
But I'm scared.
The minute you get on that stage, you'll forget all about being scared.
Yeah, but all those people out in front...
Ignore them. Now, say you'll do it.
Now, Riley, I think if Junior
Peg, let's be fair. Let's let the boy make up his own mind. I said he's going to act, and that's final.
Yes, but if he's scared...
What's he got to be scared about?
Well, in this play, I got to kiss this girl.
Oh, so that's it. She's so homely, she frightened you?
Oh, no. She's beautiful.
Let me get this straight. There's this beautiful girl, and you got to kiss her, and you don't like that?
No.
Peg, I got to have a talk with this boy. Afraid to kiss a pretty girl.
Well, I can understand why he's worried.
Well, I wish I had worries like that.
Oh, you do.
Peg, let the boy make up his own mind. Junior, you want to be in the play, don't you?
Well, sure. But not if I have to kiss this girl.
But that'll only take a second. It's just like a guy I knew once said, it's only the first shock and then your worries are over.
Was she in a play?
Well, no, the electric chair. It's the same principle. You be in this play. It's a cinch, Junior.
It's easy for you to say. You were never in a play.
Who wasn't? When I was a kid, I played the lead in our school play. It was one of them old-time shows where everybody was a sir and wore armor. You know, lunch a lot at night around the table.
Oh, Riley. Sir Launcelot and the Knights of the Round Table.
Yeah, I was in this play, and I was great. Hey, it's getting late. I got to shave. You take my advice, Junior. Go in for that play.
Maybe it isn't so tough after all. If Pop could do it, I guess.
Oh, of course you can. Oh, I'll never forget that play. You see, this all happened when your father was about 16. We both went to the same high school in Brooklyn. Oh, he was awful shy then. And I remember one winter afternoon we were walking home from school. My, it certainly is cold, isn't it, Chester?
Yeah, it sure is, Miss Barker.
Oh, my right hand's just about frozen.
It is? Well, I know how to warm it up for you. Do you mind?
Oh, no, I don't mind. Oh, Chester, stop blowing on my hand.
This is better. I got a very hot breath. Besides, I wouldn't think of holding your hand.
Oh, Chester, I never saw anybody as shy as you. Why are you so afraid of girls?
Who's afraid? I can lick any girl my size. I go out with millions of girls. Gee, they're always calling me up. They just won't let me alone.
Oh, you poor thing.
Honest, it's awful, my social life. Of course, I'd give them all up if you... It's cold, ain't it?
Well, here's my house. Goodbye, Chester.
Oh, wait, Miss Barker. Peggy.
Yes, Chester?
Are you doing anything Saturday night?
Why, no, not a thing.
Well, goodbye.
Well, no, I'm not doing a thing. Why?
Well, I was wondering, did you ever see a basketball game?
Oh, no, but I'd love to.
Well, goodbye.
Well, I've always wanted to go to one.
Oh, well, is it okay if I buy a ticket for you?
Oh, that'd be wonderful. What time will you call for me?
You mean it's okay if I go along with you? Well, then I'll buy two tickets.
Chester, you're cute.
All right, have it your way.
Oh, look, Chester. But there's Hugo Hawkinson.
That cake eater. Just because he's got a raccoon coat, he thinks he's a sheik.
Greetings and celebrations. How's my gorgeous one and only?
Listen, Hawkinson, I ain't your one and only.
Well, if it ain't Riley, what are you doing talking to a girl?
Okay, you asked for it. Put him up, Hawkinson.
Oh, tired of living, huh?
Right.
Oh, now stop it, you two. Why can't you be friends?
I got nothing against Riley. And just to prove it, shake, pal.
Well...
Come on, put it there, Chester.
Well... Okay, you'll go shake. Oh! His hand bit me!
You sure fell for that one, stupid. Some gag, huh?
What, you... You finale hopper?
Oh, Hugo, you and your practical joke.
Well, you know me, kid. Anything for a laugh. Hey, listen, Peggy Pie. I got a couple of ducats for the theater Saturday night. Call for you at 8, huh?
Oh, that's wonderful, Hugo. I've been dying to see Cecil Tremaine as Sir Lancelot. Oh, I can't go. I have to go to the basketball game with Chester.
You're going out with him? What'd you do, Peggy? Lose a bet?
Now, stay here, Hugo.
Peggy, if you'd rather go to the theater, I'll take you.
Oh, would you, Chester?
Go with me. Riley can't buy the kind of seats I got. They're pretty high.
Is that so? The seats I buy will be even higher. Third gallery.
Third gallery. I got orchestra seats. $1.50 a piece.
I'll get orchestra seats, too.
Well, you don't have to, Chester. You can't
afford... Don't worry, Peggy. I'll show you Hawkinson ain't the only one who can throw away $3 on you. I can be just as big a sucker as he is.
Program, get yourself an air program. 15 cents. Program.
Oh, my, there's a crowd. They say that Cecil Tremaine is just wonderful.
Well, I'd better buy the tickets, Peggy. You wait here. Let me see. Where's my $3? Oh, here.
Well, well, well. Hiya, Peggy, my heart.
Oh, hello, Hugo.
Beat it, Hawkinson. She's with me.
Just saying hello.
If you want to say hello, get your own girl.
Program, mister. Souvenir program.
No, thanks. We don't want no program.
Hey, just a minute, boy. Want a program, Peggy?
Well, it's up to Chester.
He's too cheap to buy it.
Oh, cheap. I'll show you. Here, boy, give me 6 of them programs.
Yes, sir, 90 cents.
Here's a dollar. Keep the change.
Oh, Chester, we didn't need 6 of them.
Gardenia? Gardenia for the baby.
Peggy, you want a gardenia?
I'll buy her a gardenia. Here, lady.
Gardenia, sir?
Make up a bouquet.
Yes, sir. Here you are. That could be 75 cents.
Here's a dollar. Keep the change.
Well, thank you, sonny. Gardenia?
Oh, Chester, one would have been enough.
Ah, what's one gardenia? When I take a girl out, I like her to wear a corset.
Well, Chester, you better get the tickets.
Yeah, that's right.
Opera glasses to them.
Now, Chester, we don't need opera glasses. We'll be in the orchestra.
Well, suppose you want to look up in the balcony. Here, lady, one opera glass.
Yes, sir. 25 cents and a dollar deposit. You get 75 cents change. Care for some chocolates?
Yeah, sure. Give me that big box there, girlie.
Yes, sir. Opera glasses?
Oh.
Chocolates?
Oh, Chester, you're so extravagant.
So what? When I take a girl out, I...
Curtain going up.
Hey, I got to get the ticket.
Oh, hurry. I don't want to miss the beginning.
Yeah. Hey, mister, 2 in the orchestra, please. The best.
Hey, sonny. 2 first row center.
You got anything closer? I mean, they're okay.
$3.06 tax. 306.
Yeah, I got it right here. Here you are.
That covers the tax. How about the $3?
That's funny. I had it right in this pocket a minute ago.
Oh, Chester, hurry up. Everybody's going in.
What do you say, kid? You want these tickets? $3 more.
Peggy, I got a great idea. How about going over to the aquarium?
Oh, the aquarium?
It's very educational. Did you ever see a live herring?
Hey, what's the stalling for, Riley? You broke?
Go on, Hawkinson, beat it.
No dough for the tickets. Am I right, Diamond Jim?
You mean I can't see the play?
But you can, baby. I got 2 tickets right here. Come on.
But, Hugo, I came with Chester.
Yeah, I'll lose that phony before he tries to pawn your coat.
I had enough of this. I'm going to punch your head off. Put them up. Tear her up.
Oh, come on.
I was talking to Peg. Okay, put them up, you big wiseacre.
Stop it, Chester. Everybody's staring.
I'll monopolize them.
Oh, must you make a scene? If you can't behave like a gentleman, I'm... Oh, come on, Hugo. Let's go see the play.
No, Peggy, wait.
Don't, sweetheart.
She went with him. If I could only get some money for seats, maybe she'd sit with me in the second act. Where can I get some money?
Curtain going up. Get your souvenir program.
Curtain going up. Get your souvenir program. Gardenias, chocolates, opera glasses.
Ah, there, Joseph, me good man.
Yeah, Mr. Tremaine?
Any messages for me?
No, sir.
I was expecting a young damsel, a Miss Lily something or other. Perhaps she awaits me in the alley. Good night, Joseph.
Good night, Mr. Tremaine. You gave a great performance tonight.
Oh, yes, I was splendid. Till tomorrow, Joseph. Farewell.
Good night.
Confound it. Where are they going to put a light into this alley? It's as black as the graveyard scene in Hamlet, which I do superbly. Oh, is that you, Lily, Miss Sweet? So you came after all. Kiss me.
But I hardly know you, mister.
Dad, who is this?
It's me.
Wait, let me strike a match. There.
I'm not Lily.
So it would appear from your figure.
Gosh, you're Cecil Tremaine.
Oh, you recognized me.
Oh, sure, you're famous. Boy, I wish Peggy was here to meet you.
Peggy? And whom? How old? Where? Who is Peggy?
Well, she's my girl. I mean, she would be my girl if she didn't hate the sight of me.
The pangs of unrequited love. My heart goes out to you, lad. I, too, was once spurned by a woman. But did I despair?
Did you?
Did I beat my breast in frenzied anguish?
You're hurting me, mister.
No, that was the coward's way. I sought solace in the theater. It became my one true love. I worked, I slaved, I suffered for the art. And today, where am I?
In an alley.
I am at the very pinnacle of my fame. And the same woman who once spurned me now throws herself at my feet.
Oh, gee, I wish I was a famous actor like you. I bet then Peggy would act different.
She would indeed. The fair sex is drawn to us actors, as is the moth to the flame. Become an actor, my boy. Revel in the realm of Thespis.
Well, I... You really think I could be an actor?
If you have the urge, lad, pursue it.
Oh, I bet she'd be crazy about me.
Take your place with Barrymore, Sir Henry Irving, and Cecil Tremaine. Get the stage in your blood, become an actor, and give your life to the theater.
Oh, gee, you gave me a great idea, Mr. Tremaine. You'll see. I'll do what you say. I'll get me blood on that stage. And when they see me act, they'll give me life.
We'll hear the second act of The Life of Riley in a moment.
Say, Ken, the whole family favors new Prel, Procter & Gamble's new Radiant Cream Shampoo in a handy tube.
Well, of course, Prel's a family hit for two reasons.
First, Prel's the word for radiant hair, because Prel leaves hair more radiant than any soap or soap shampoo.
Second, Prel removes embarrassing dandruff in as little as 3 minutes. Examinations by a group of doctors prove it. In case after case, even stubborn dandruff was controlled by only 2 Prel shampoos a week.
And the whole family likes that handy Prel tube. Easy to use, no waste or spill.
A little Prel makes mountains of lather. So for hair free of unsightly dandruff, hair radiantly soft and smooth, ask for...
P-R-E-L-L, Prel shampoo. Leaves hair radiant, gleaming bright. Not a bit of dandruff is in sight. Comes in a tube, handy too. P-R-E-L-L, Prel shampoo.
My Prel shampoo. And now back to the life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. Mrs. Riley is telling Junior about Riley's experiences as an actor during his school days.
Well, after that talk with Cecil Tremaine, your father really got the acting bug.
But how did Pop get in the play?
Now, I'm coming to that. One day at school, your father suggested that the class put on a play. And since he suggested it, the teacher let him be the romantic lead.
Well, Pop, the romantic lead?
Well, I know it's a little hard to believe. After all, your father's not exactly the Gregory Peck type.
Oh, gosh, no. He's more the William Bendix type.
I think he's much better looking than William Bendix. Well, anyway, teacher let him pick his leading lady, so naturally he picked the prettiest girl in the class.
Who is that, Mom?
Well, me, of course. You're getting more like your father every day. Well, we were doing the same play that Cecil Tremaine did. You know about Sir Lancelot? Your father rehearsed day and night, especially the love scenes. There was a time when he was rehearsing a particular scene.
Ah, Guinevere, my fair one, wouldst that thou wert my betrothed. Come to my arms, O loveliest of queens. Let me enfold you so, and I will plant 1,000 kisses upon thy ruby lips.
Oh, gee, Rover, if I could only do it that way with Peggy.
All right, cast, rehearsal. Chester and Peggy, you start with a line. Ah, Guinevere, my fair.
Yes, teacher. Ah, Guinevere.
Get a little closer together.
Yes, teacher.
But closer, Chester.
Yeah. Ah, Guinevere, my fair one, wouldst that thou wert my betrothed?
No laughing, please. It's the truth, Chester.
Come to my arms, O loveliest of queens, and I will plant 1,000 rubies on your kisser. On your ruby lips.
Well, go on, Chester. Kiss her.
Kiss me, Chester.
I can't.
Why not, Chester?
Well, she's a girl. I just can't.
I see. But I'm afraid it's necessary for the play, Chester. All you have to do is... will someone in the cast please show Chester how to do this scene?
Not sure, Miss Richards.
All right, Hugo.
Hey, wait, he's only the stage manager.
Silence, please.
Now, watch carefully what I do, Riley. I put my left arm around Peggy like this.
Oh, you know.
You see, Riley?
Yeah.
Then I put my right arm here.
Yeah.
Then I bend her back like this and I say, I will plant 1,000 kisses on your ruby lips.
Well, Chester, are you getting it?
No, he's getting it.
Curtain in 5 minutes. Curtain 5 minutes, everybody. Hey, Riley.
Hey, why don't you knock before you come in my dressing room? You might have been a girl.
How do you feel in that suit of armor?
Okay, how's the audience?
Oh, full house. The whole school's there. You sure you remember your lines, pal?
Oh, sure. Ah, Guinevere,
that's fine. Now, when you get on stage and your mind goes blank, don't let that bother you.
What?
And when that spotlight hits you and you get dizzy, don't let that bother you.
Okay.
And when your knees start buckling and you're just about to faint, how do you feel, pal?
I want my mother.
Riley, you can't go on like this. You're sick. Let me go on for you.
No, nothing doing. I'm the star. I'm going on.
Okay. Only there's dust inside your helmet. Watch out you don't start sneezing.
Oh, that'd be terrible.
Don't worry. I got something to fix you up fine. I'll be right back. Hey, Shorty.
Oh, there you are. I was looking for you, Hugo.
Got the sneezing powder?
Yeah, here.
Itchy nose sneezing powder. Yeah, that's it. I better take this label off. Now, beat it, Shorty. And if you know what's good for you, Keep your mouth shut.
Okay, Hugo.
Brother. Riley, I got the stuff for you.
What stuff?
To stop you from sneezing. This, medicine.
It stops sneezing?
Oh, guaranteed. Sprinkle it inside your helmet. And not now, just before you go on.
Oh, you're a pal, Hugo.
Now you better get in the wings, and, good luck to you, kid.
Yeah, here I go.
On stage, everybody,
places. Okay, we're all set. Are you nervous, Peggy?
Well, just...
Oh, I hope you ain't catching a cold.
Oh, no, it's just this bouquet of goldenrod I have to carry. I'll be all right.
Gee, I hope so. Hey, I got just a thing for you.
Huh? Well, Jesse, what are you doing?
I'm squiggling this stuff on your flowers. There.
Oh, but
this
you
is guaranteed to stop you from sneezing. Here, I'll put some on your dress, too. It's lucky I had it with me.
Okay, I'm opening the curtain.
All right.
Arthur Lancelot, let us rest here a while on this crag.
As you wish, my dear Guinevere. This is my favorite crag here by the sea. I love to stand and feel the spray on my face.
Oh, my.
I love to stand here and feel the spray on my face. That's enough spray already. Guinevere, my thanks. Hey, what are you laughing at, you big baboons? What's so funny? Give her a change.
Get an umbrella!
You shut up or I'll come down here and...
Hold the curtain!
What a revolting this is! Oh, I can't walk anymore in this suit of armor. I'll lie down on this bench here. Oh, what a mess.
Is there a body in here?
Who's that?
It is I, Digby Odell, the friendly undertaker.
Oh, I'm in terrible trouble, Mr. Odell. You know the school play? Tonight was the opening night.
I know. I wanted to go, but I had to attend another opening.
I ruined the play. They brought down the curtain and put Hawkinson in my part.
Ah, that's the theater for you. Full of heartbreak. As a youth, I paid my way through the Mortician's Academy by acting in stock. But business was so bad, I quit. I just couldn't stand the sight of all those empty boxes.
And I thought being in the theater was going to be fun.
It can be. Ah, the theater. What memories. Brutus stabbing Caesar. Othello strangling Desdemona. Hamlet poisoning his mother. Ah, there's no business like show business.
Hawkinson tricked me into putting sneezing powder all over my girl. Oh, she hates me.
Then you must go to her and do the honest thing. Put the blame on Hawkinson.
You really think that's a good idea?
Of course. You know me, my boy. I wouldn't take you for a ride. Not at a time like this.
You're right. I'll go to Peggy. And as for that Hawkinson...
Settle his hash, too. You know what I'd do with that cat if I had my way? Why, I'd... Oops, that reminds me I have an appointment. Well, cheerio. I'd better be shoveling off.
Oh, gosh, Hugo, you were really wonderful tonight, playing Chester's part on such short notice. Everybody's raving about you.
Well, I did it for you, baby. When that big lug Riley ran out on you, I only did what any other gent would have done. Now it's Nick.
Now, Hugo!
Oh, here you are, Hawkinson. You get away from my girl.
Chester Riley, I'm not your girl.
Beat it, I am head.
It ain't my fault. He gave me that powder. He said it was to stop sneezing.
Well, he's just trying to squirm out of it.
Now, Peg, it's the truth. I wouldn't do a thing like that to you on purpose.
I don't believe it.
Honest, how could I do such a thing? You know how I like you.
I don't believe it.
But, Peg, it ain't like me. I'm too dumb to think of a trick like that.
Hugo Hawkinson, did you?
Just a gag, Peg. On Riley, not you.
Well, of all the sneaky, miserable creatures I ever
Hawkinson,
met.
Hawkinson, you deserve the licking of your life.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, you fresh thing.
Go!
How do you like that, Hugo?
Go!
That'll teach you a lesson. And one more for good measure. Okay, Peggy, you can stop hitting them now.
Riley is. We'll be back in just a moment. Prel speaks for itself. That's what the letters say about Prel, Procter & Gamble's Radiant Cream Shampoo in the handy tube. Mrs. Jeanette Berries of Chicago, Illinois writes,
after I used Prel, everyone wanted to know what I'd done to my hair. It was so soft and lovely. Well, I guess seeing is believing, because now all my friends are sold on Prel.
Friends, see for yourself how quickly Prel removes unsightly dandruff, leaves hair radiantly lovely. You'll sing about
P-R-E-L-L, Prel shampoo, leaves hair radiant, gleaming bright. Not a bit of dandruff is in sight. Comes in a tube, handy too. P-R-E-L-L, Prel shampoo.
Buy Prel shampoo.
Well, Junior, did you decide to be in that play, like I said?
Yes, I'm going to do it, Pop.
Attaboy, sonny. Why, when I acted in my school play, I had the time of my life, and I was great.
Riley, I told you.
I was sensational. The minute I opened my mouth on that stage, you know what everybody in the audience said?
Gesundheit.
Peg, you told him.
Procter & Gamble invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley with William Bendix as Riley. William Bendix can currently be seen in the Paramount picture, Where There's Life. The script is by Reuben Shipp, Alan Lipscott, and Jack Brecker. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow, Bigger Odell is John Brown, and Cecil Tremaine is Hans Conry. The Life of Riley is produced and directed by Irving Brecker.
She wants a Gibson girlie, along on a tandem she'd go. Her blouses she kept white and pearly, with wonderful ivory snow.
Ah, wonderful ivory snow. Just the beauty bath to keep your lovely blouses, lingerie, and nylons new-looking longer. And your hands will tell you why ivory snow keeps nice things lovely longer. Prove it. This week, wash dishes with ivory snow. When you see how it pampers your hands, you'll know it's extra kind to your fine fabrics. There's no other soap like it. Ivory Snow is the only soap, both ivory mild and granulated for efficiency. Makes suds instantly in lukewarm, even cool water. Ivory Snow is so kind to your hands, you just know it's kind to sheer nylons and lovely blouses, sweaters, and lingerie.
Oh, wonderful Ivory Snow.
S-N-O-W.
This is Ken Carpenter reminding you that for radiantly clean, lovely hair, get the shampoo in the tube, P-R-E-L-L, Prel Shampoo. And listen again next week when Prel brings you The Life of Riley. Good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.